Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Yevamais Nun Aleph. We are actually right at the end of Nun Amud Beis, Amarav. Amarav Amai Taima de Rabban Gamliel. Let's go back to the Mishnah for a second. So Min HaTorah, there are two options by a Yevama. Yivam takes her in, Chalitza sends her out. Midrabbanon, for reasons we learned yesterday, we reckon with a get given to a Yevama, because it's similar to Chalitza. We reckon with Ma'amar, a type of Kedushin, via Kesef, via Shtar, done to a Yevama, because it's reminiscent of Yivam. So we take that into account as well. And get disqualifies her from Yivam. Ma'amar designates her as the Yevama to the exclusion of all the other Yevamas, as discussed yesterday. What if he repeats the same process? Obviously not to the same Yevama. But there are two brothers here with one Yevama, and one fellow does Ma'amar. After Reuben does Ma'amar, Shimon follows suit, does Ma'amar as well. Or when it comes to get, he does a get, he does a get. Or if it's one Yavam with two Yavamis, he applies get to this one and get to that one, Ma'amar to this one, Ma'amar to that one. What happens? Does the second one have value? So in the case of a get, it's as though she was divorced by him and he can't engage with her relatives. Or do we just ignore the second part of that process because it's pretty much a repetitive process? Look, either the first one did or the second one did. You can't have both. We have a machlekes. Rabban Gamliel says, yeah, indeed, you can't repeat. You can't duplicate. Once get sent her away, once get disconnected, the family is disconnected. The family is no longer eligible for Yibum. That's it. You can't duplicate that process. It's over. On a positive note, Ma'amar done to one Yivama designates her, brings her in, making her the primary candidate for Yibum, in which case Ma'amar done to the other one doesn't affect her, doesn't take away, doesn't add. Chachamim disagree for the reason that we're going to learn soon. Amar Rav Amai Taima, first let's discover Rabban Gamliel and his reason. My time of the Rabban Gamliel. Why is it that according to Rabban Gamliel, you can't duplicate get, you can't duplicate ma'amar? You know why? This is Rav's approach. The Mesabkele, Rabban Gamliel is unsure as to the effect of a get by Yevama, the effect of a ma'amar. He's not sure whether it works at all or not. Mesabkele, get, idachi, does it really push her away, iloi dachi or not? Likewise, when it comes to ma'amar, on a positive note, he's not sure whether Ma'amar Ikani, does it really do a Kenyan? Does it bring her closer? I like Kani or not. And therefore, when it comes to get, Idachi, Iloi Dachi, he's not sure whether or not it pushes her away. And therefore, when you do it twice, the second one certainly has no value. Look, Ikama Dachi, if get number one pushed away, Basra Maika of it, it's over. The second one has no place. If the first get had no effect, then basra nami ledachi. Likewise, the second one will have no effect. So you can never duplicate the same process. In similar vein, when it comes to ma'amar, ikani leikani, he's not sure whether it makes a kinyan or not. And therefore, ikamakani, if the first one did the kinyan, it's over. Basra maiki of it, second one can interfere. Vikama leikani, if ma'amar number one has no effect, is not koinem, basra nami leikani. Likewise, the second one, it's always going to be either the first or nothing. Esvi Abaye. If so, says Abaye, how are you going to explain the next price? Moide Rabban Gamliel, he agrees in the following case. Sheish get achar mamar, umamar achar get. Right, let's say you did mamar to Rachel, and you did get to Leah, or in the reverse. Ma'amar came after get. In this case, both have an effect. Okay, that's pretty simple because there are two different processes. But listen to this. V'get achar bia u'mamar. There are three yevamis. instead of two, there were three. Mamar to the first one, Bia to the second one, followed by a get with the third one. What does he say? That the get, which came after the mamar and after the bia, has an effect, and he cannot involve himself with her relatives. She's like a grusha. The get is deemed valid to a certain extent. Likewise, umamar achar bia uget. Just a little bit of a different sequence. He started with get to the first yivama, followed by bia, followed by mamar. Here as well, the mamar, which came at the end, has an effect, and she needs a get from him, and so on and so forth. Now, according to you, Rav, Rav Gamliel is uncertain as to the power of mamar and get. Why would you give any value to the third item on the sequence? Right, it was either mamar, bia, and then get. Why does get have any value? Look, either mamar is kaina, or if it's not kaina, bia is kaina. That's it. That's the end of the road. Get, which is number three in the sequence, has no value. Or in the other case, you have get, bia, and mamar. If get shoves it away, disconnects, that's it. It's over. If it doesn't, so then bia followed that and made that true connection, and that's it. Bia is the final word. Mamar, which followed that bia, has no value. If the whole point is suffix, in this case, the third item on the list would have no value. Mimanav shech. Vima sapkale l'Rav Gamliel. If Rav Gamliel's opinion is based on suffix, he's not sure whether or not mamar and get really have an effect. So even if mamar and get have no effect, let's assume for argument's sake they have no effect. Well, remember, the mamar was followed by a bia, or the other case, the get was followed by bia. If the first item had no value, right, working with that assumption, then bia is perfectly kosher. And what happens? That's the final word. Dihavi ki bia l'chatchila. Let it be like they did bia without any interference. What happens then? It's a proper kinyan. It's over. Show's over. The tikni. Let it make a proper kinyan. And anything following bia is worthless. So why does Rav Gamliel reckon with the third item on the list, which followed the bia? So it's not. Look at the Mishnah. Habila bein bizman shi betchila. Habila bizman shi betchila. Not bein. Bizman shi betchila. When a proper bia was done, without interference, when it was the first item on the list, einach rea klum, it can't be followed by anything. Nothing can take away, nothing can detract from a proper yivam. This is Abayi's kasha on Rava. Again, Rava explains that Rav Gamliel is not sure as to the power, as to the impact of mamar and get. Does it work? Does it not? Says Abayi. Well, if a mamar was followed by a bia, followed by a get, if mama works, it's over. He made a connection. If mama doesn't work, then bia made a connection. And then show's over. How can the get following the bia have any effect? Elam Rabbi, I'll tell you the pshat in Rav Gamliel. Lo elam pshita leila Rav Gamliel beget adachi. No, Rav Gamliel certainly adopts the shita that a get pushes away. Umama dekani, mama has the power to connect. Miu. Amar Rabbanu. The Chacham hold that Ha Yevama Bechad Sad Mahani Boget Ubechad Sad Mahani Bamamar. That, you know, a Yevama can tolerate, can absorb both processes. Part of the Yevama can get rejected through a get. It doesn't do a complete rejection, a partial rejection. It's like it only rejects 50% of the Yevama. And the mamar can bring in the other half. So each one sort of affects half of the Yevama. Has a partial impact. B'chad tzad mahani bo get. On the one hand, get can affect yivama. U'b'chad tzad mahani bo mamar. Mamar has an impact on the other aspect of the yivama. It brings her in. Right? That's the concept behind mamar and get. It's not a, it doesn't have a full effect. It has a partial effect. But you can't duplicate the same thing. Whatever the first one did, the second one can just repeat and do again. It's been done. Whatever rejection was affected by the first get cannot be repeated by another get. Get achar get leidach, idha dach leikama. Get followed by another one has no effect because the first one already pushed away whatever it can push away. It doesn't completely push away the yivama, only 50%, but that 50% was pushed away 100%. Likewise, a mamar achar mamar leikani. One mamar which brought in 50% of the yivama can't be followed by another one, they'll kind of lay comma because the first one already that made that kin and had that effect. But when you varietize, when you go from one to the other, that could be explained. Get achar mamar, or mamar achar get. Get following the mamar, or mamar following a get. There we can understand. Each one has its own unique approach, makes its own personal impact, and can be followed by the other item, which has its own way of impacting. Hai milsa kadachi, get, has the ability to push away. Vai milsa kakoni, and mamar, the ability to bring in. Rabbonon koch. Okay, so that's the rationale behind the halachas in the Mishnah. And this is Shitas Rang Gamliel. If you alternate, you start with get, go over to mamar, or vice versa. I understand why each one will have an impact. But one on top of the other doesn't work. So what do the Rabbanon hold? Rabbanon, kol chad v'chad, tekinu l'Rabbanon, get u'mamar b'yivamon. They have a different approach. They say, look, all this is very personal. Chachamim empowered each yivam, or likewise each yivama, to have their own get, their own mamar. When Reuben issues a get, it's his own personal get. He pushes away his aspect of the Yivama, so to speak. His aspect of the Zika. Shimon comes and does his own thing. Applies another get to address his aspect of Zika. Likewise with Mamar. Each one stands alone. This applies to different Yivamin and different Yivamas. You can now understand how they can apply a get on top of another get, on top of another get, because each get was issued by a different Yivam or applied to a different Yivama. So that's the essence of the machlokes between Rambam Gamliel and Rabban. Rambam Gamliel looks at the whole picture in its entirety, it's a totality. One mamar, one get, and that's it. Rabban will make it personal. One more thing. We still want to address the halacha and that brisa that we brought. That according to Rambam Gamliel, if you started with a mamar followed by a bia, followed by a get, or get, and then bia, and then mamar. The third item on the list has some value. The question was, why? Isn't it following a bia? And the answer is like this. Vai bia psula, keep in mind, there wasn't a proper bia, because it followed something beforehand. Something preceded that bia, a mamar. Or a get. And in that case, it's not a proper bia. So if it followed a get, we understand why it's a bia psula, because once you do the get, you can no longer be miyavim. If it followed a mamar, which means he did mamar to Rachel, and then went over to Leah to do the bia, it's also problematic, because he had already designated Rachel. In any case, this is called a bia psula. A bia psula has its own value. You can't compare it to mamar or to get. It has its own effect, has its own flavor, so to speak, its own power. On the one hand, it's adifa mi mamar, it's more powerful than mamar. On the other hand, ogrea mi mamar, it's worse than mamar. What does this mean? Adifa mi mamar. On the one hand, it's greater than mamar. Dilu mamar achar mamar le mahani. According to Rambam Gamliel, you can't do repetitive mamars, as we explained, but bia doesn't count. Vilu bia achar mamar mahani. If you do mamar followed by bia, bia has an effect because it's a different type of thing. On the one hand, ogrea mi mamar. It's not as powerful as mamar. Dilu mamar achra get. If he does get followed by mamar, that's the end of the road. Kani lekuli shiur did get. The mamar sort of brings in whatever the get left behind. The get rejected something, and the mamar brought whatever was left in. That's it. You can't follow with anything else. You can't do another mamar, as we explained. But if you do a bia, vilu bia achar get, if you do get and then bia, like kani lekuli shiur did get, a bia does not have that same effect, and it's not considered as though it brought in everything left behind by the get. There's still something left behind for the mamar, the number three on the list, the third event, the mamar, to have an effect on it and impact the relationship, as we explained. So bottom line is, we treat each thing independently. Each thing has its own value, its own impact. There is the mamar impact, there's the impact of the get, impact of the bia. But just don't do the same thing twice, because then it's just redundant, and the second item would not be impactful at all. That's Shitas Rabban Gamliel. Tanu Rabban. Okay, how does this manifest? Keitzad Amar Rabban Gamliel Ein Get Achar Get. Can you demonstrate the double get? Shtei Yevamis Shenafel Fel Yavam Echad. Sure, you have two Yevamis presenting to one Yavam, and he approaches one and then the other. V'nosan Get Lazu V'Get Lazu. What's the verdict? According to Rabban Gamliel, the second one is worthless. Rabban Gamliel Eimer Chalitza L'Rishana. He does Chalitza to the first one, but also B'Kerev Yaseh, and he can't get involved with her relatives. Umuta B'Kerev Yishnia, but he can marry the relatives of the second one, because the get given to her is useless. Rashi points out that, of course, he could have done a get to the second one too, but it's just a good piece of advice. May as well do it to the first one, who's anyways a puzzle to marry a kohen, because she's already received a get. Okay, so spare the second one, spare her the experience, and give the chalitza to the first one. That's Shitas Rabban Gamliel. Chacham Aimer, no, Nosan get lazu, ve get lazu. If he repeats the get process, once to Rachel, once to Leah, both have an impact. Both have an effect. Also, Berkroy v'shtein. He cannot get involved with the relatives of either one, because they're both considered his divorcees. Ve'chalitza lachas mehen, and then he applies a chalitza to one of the two. The same exact concept applies. B'shnei Yevamim, B'Yevama Achas. Two brothers confronted by one Yevama. Same concept. Keitzad Amar Gamliel, a Mamar Achar Mamar. Okay, we discussed double get. Let's discuss the double Mamar. How does that work? Shtei Yevama Yishanaflu Lifnei Yevam Echa. Two Yevama is presented to one brother. V'Asar Mamar Bezu, Mamar Bezu. And he applied a Mamar to either one. Actually, to both, sorry. He repeated the Mamar, once to Rachel, once to Leah. Once again, Rabban Gamliel Eimer. The first one takes hold, and not the second one. Noisin get l'rishayna. He needs to give a get to number one to address the mamar, to remove the mamar effect. V'cholos lani applies chalitza. V'also b'kerev yisya. He can't marry her relatives because he was involved with her. But Leah remains unaffected, even though she had a mamar. That was a duplicate, redundant mamar. Umuta b'kerev yishnia. He can marry the relatives of Leah. V'chacham aymer once again, no. Both are affected. Noisin get l'shtayin. He needs to apply a get to either, to both of them. V'asu b'kavishtein, can't marry the relatives of both of them. V'chalitza l'achas men, and chalitza to one of them. V'chein ato imer b'shnei yivamim, v'yivam achas. The same exact halach would apply with two brothers addressing one yivama, where each brother did his own thing. The same shayla, can you repeat, can you duplicate, yes or no? That's the machlokes between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. Continues the Gemara. We're going to focus on one specific aspect of this price. Amamar, noisin get lazu v'get lazu. So, you apply a get. He does a get to both yevamis. What happens? Rabban Gamliel Eimer Chayles l'rishayna v'asa b'kerev yisya. Only the first one is reckoned with. He needs chalitza. He does chalitza to the first one. He can't marry her relatives. Umuta b'kerev yishniya, but can go ahead and marry the relatives of the second one, who's unaffected by that duplicate get. Says the Gemara, one second. You're allowing the chalitza done to Rachel to benefit Leah? You only need one chalitza for both. Remember that the chalitza done to Rachel was not really a proper chalitza, because she was not anymore Yibum enabled. Once she got a get, she's disqualified from Yibum. Leima to have a tufta to Shmuel, this is going to be a stira refutation of Shmuel, Damar Shmuel. You can't do that. Cholot lebalas ha-get. Once a Yevama receives a get, she becomes pasul from Yibum, and she gets Chalitza, and there's another woman there, there's another Yevama, a Tzara, and if there's a Tzara can't be helped by this Chalitza, because there's a Chalitza Psula, in which case you have to give each one a separate Chalitza. Amalach Shmuel, Ki Amri Anna, Shmuel says, look, I'm speaking, Aliba demand the Omar Yesh Zika, according to the Shita, who considers that the Zika as a true bond, a true connector. When a Isha is presenting to Yibam, when she's a potential Yivama, that connection binds her to the Yavam. And in that case, all these halachas would apply. You have to do a proper chalitza, and if it doesn't work, each brother has to do it separately, each Isha has to have it separately, because you're addressing a real bond, a real relationship. That's what I was speaking about. But here, V'ramagam li'el sabar ein zika, he holds ein zika, we don't really have to reckon with this relationship, meaning it's not such a powerful bond. Any type of chalitza works for everybody. Asks the Gemara, U'medurabon Gamliel sover ein zika. Now, let's just deduce. If Rabban Gamliel holds ein zika, let's assume that the opposing view of Rabban Gamliel, the Rabbana and the Mishnah, just like they disagree with the other thing that he said, will disagree with this as well. Rabbana sover yesh zika. They hold of zika. Okay, having said that, we have another kash. Ktoni Seifa. Raisa tells us, V'chein ata imr b'shnei yevamin v'yevam achas. The same concept that applies to two yevamis, with one yevam, right, where they had repetitive gittin or chalitza, or mamars, will apply when there are two men and one woman. And each man did his own thing, he did a get, and he did a get, or he did a mamar, he did a mamar. So you have two yevamin v'yevam achas. And what does the Raisa say? According to the Rabbanon, we have to reckon with both Gittin. Reuben and Shimon both have to give a get. And only one does Chalitza. Lema, Tihavet Yufta the Rabba Rafun. It's going to be a steer on Rabba Rafun, the Amarav. The Amar Rabba Barafun Amarav. You can't get away with Chalitza Psula. Chalitza Psula, such as in this case where the Chalitza was done in a non Yibum enabled situation, it's after a get. Tzricha lachser al kala achim. She has to make her rounds. All brothers have to apply their own personal chalitza. If it's a chalitza psula, you can't do it on behalf of the whole family. So in this case, why is one chalitza from one brother enough? Amalach rabba barafuna. He responds, Bein the rabban gamliel, bein the rabbonon, sari ein zika. You're mistaken. All shittas in this case. Whether it's from gamliel, the rabbonon hold of ein zika. They don't reckon with this bond, and these halachas don't apply if you don't hold of zika. That's not up for discussion. They're both in full agreement, both Rabban Gamliel and the Rabbanon of Ein Zika. V'acha, the machlokes here focuses on one specific question. V'acha beget achar get. U'mamar achar mamar kemiflukit. The question is, can you do duplicate gittin, repetitive mamars? Do we reckon with the second one or not? That's all they're discussing, but of course they all follow the shita of Ein Zika, in which case we don't have those concerns about chalitza psula. Let's go back and review the halacha. So Rabbi Gamliel tells us like this. Also, mamar bazu, umamar bazu. If he repeats his mamar. Mamar to Rachel, mamar to Leah. Rabbi Gamliel, Omer, he needs to address both mamars via a get. Noisen mamar, get the Rishonah. He applies a get to Rachel. V'chayletzla, does chalitza, v'osa berkervis seah. Cannot marry her relatives because she is a grusha, because of the whole story with the get and the chalitza. Umuto bekroyve shnia, he can marry the relatives of Leah because she remains unaffected by that mamar. Now the question is like this. Michli, let's analyze closely. Because Sav Rav Gamliel, doesn't he hold that ein mamar achar mamar? Right? Isn't that his shita? Because he says memanavshach. Memanavshach. Either mama works, and the first one worked. Right? Whatever the mamar affects, it affects the first time around. Right? That was Rav Gamliel's rationale. And therefore, the duplicate mamar, the repetitive mamar, has no meaning. If that's the case, go marry the first one. Rishoyna namita siyabim. Right? According to him, only the first mamar has an impact. It completely sort of expends, it completely utilizes the power of mamar. You can't go and do another mamar. So Mamar Taliyah does not interfere with Mamar of Rachel. As far as Rachel is concerned, there was no Mamar done to Leah. Mamar to Rachel is perfect. Let him proceed with Yibum. Rishayna, not mitis Yabim. Why Chalitza do Yibum? Gzeira dil ma'asi le'yivum ilishnia. It's true, technically. He can be Miyabim Rachel. We're concerned that if we allow that, he might do Yibum to Leah without differentiating between the two, and of course that's not allowed. That's certainly not allowed because he already designated Rachel. He can't go over to Leah. So that's the reason behind this halacha. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, I'm going to give you a list. A list of many Tanoim who value Ma'amar, who consider Ma'amar as something important, something chashuv. Rabban Gamliel, Obey Shammai, Rab Shimon, Uben Asai, Rabbi Nechemya. So all these five Tanoim, Kulu Svira Luhu, they all hold that Ma'amar Koine Kinyan Gomer, Ma'amar is a Kinyan Gomer. Now Rashi says, Loi Gomer Mamish, not a complete Kinyan. Remember, it's only a partial Kinyan, whether Minotayr, Midrabon, but it's not a full Kinyan. A Kinyan Choshev, rather, it means we reckon with it. We give it value, more value than not. Here goes. Rabban Gamliel Hodamar. Rabban Gamliel's concept of Ein Ma'amar Achar Ma'amar is based on the fact that the first one made a Kinyan Choshev. It's made a complete Kinyan. It's not just it's a partial. It made a full effect. And therefore, it cannot be repeated again. Beis Shammai, Desnan, Shloish Achen, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnai Mehem, Nesuin, Shtechais. Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Vechad Mufne, Levi is unmarried. Meis Echad and Balechais. Reuven, husband of Rachel, passes away. Vasaba Mufne Mamar. Levi approaches Rachel and does a Kiddushi Mamar. She's considered as though she's his wife. Mamar has that profound effect. And therefore, when Shimon passes away, leaving behind Leah, who is really Rachel's sister, it doesn't interfere. Rachel's already in. Levi and Rachel are connected. Leah is out of the picture because she's Rachel's sister. And Rachel is already deemed Levi's wife. We see the power of Mamar. Rabbi Shimon. The Sani, as we find, Rabbi Shimon, Lechachamim. Rashi gives us the background to this halacha. So you have a 9-year-old. Okay, a 9-year-old has a limited kayach of bia. It's considered like a ma'amar. He doesn't have the kayach to be kaina min ha-Torah. He's not yet an adult, but if he interacts with an isha as married, this Yivama is deemed to have Mamar. It's as though he applied Mamar to Yivama. A Kedusha de Rabbonim. So what happens now if there were two of these incidents following each other? One and then again. A 9-year-old interacted with the Yivama and then followed by another 9-year-old. So what happens now? We have trouble. Because we have this confusing situation. We have the effect of the first Yavam and of the second Yavam. Rabbi Shimon says, look. He says, no. Just because the second brother came along and did the same as the first brother, don't say she becomes pasul. No. Im bias rishon bia, if you reckon with the bia of brother one, bia sheni ain't a bia. Just ignore what the second brother did. They're both on the same footing, both of equal value. If the first one takes effect and leaves no room for the second one. And bias rishon eino bia. If the first one's not reckoned with, then bias sheni nami eino bia. Don't reckon with the second one either. And nothing happened. That's the braisa there. Says the Gemara. V'bias ben teisha. We know that the experience of a ben teisha is not really min ha-Torah. It's only the rabbanon, the kamamar. Shavu rabbanon. Chacham gave it the din of a mamar. This is a sugi later on. Rashi brings it b'kitzur, but that's the formula. Bias ben teisha is equal to a mamar of an adult. The Ka'amar Rab Shimon ain't a bia. And clearly Rab Shimon says, look, once Mamar was done by brother one, there's no room for anything else. There's no room for another competing Mamar. Clearly Rab Shimon attributes weight and value to Mamar. What about Ben Azai? Desani, Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Mamar Chamamar B'Shnei Yivam B'Yivam Achas. If you have Reuben and Shimon, two brothers approaching one Yivama, and each one does a separate Mamar, both have value. Both carry weight. Why? Like we said before, because according to the Shita, Shita's Chachamim, these things were granted on a personal basis. I have a koyach mamar, you have a koyach mamar, but ve'ein mamar achar mamar b'shtei yavamos v'yavam echad. There's one brother, one yavam, with two yavamos. He can't apply mamar and then another mamar to the other yavam, because once he applied the first mamar, he's fully expended his mamar abilities. He no longer has the ability to add more. He's done. He's emptied his repertoire, he's emptied depleted his resources. Clearly, according to Ben Azai, Mamar has full value and cannot be repeated. So you see that Mamar is a kinyan chash. It's interesting, they're not all the same. You know, all these Tanoim are not following the same, towing the same line. But there is some sort of common denominator between all these shittas, between all these names. We see that Mamar isn't just some sort of formality. It has an effect to varying degrees. What about Rechemya? The Snan of Rechemya, Oymer, Achas Be'ila V'Achas Chalitza. Whether Bia or Chalitza, Be'im B'Tchila, Be'im B'Emtza, Be'im Soif, whether it was done the first in sequence, or in the middle, or at the end, after other types of processes applied to the Yivam, Ein Achrei Klum, nothing follows. That's the final word, that's the end of the day. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? V'abia psula. Let's focus on bia. If it was done in a puzzle fashion, if it was preceded by a get or whatever, that's not a proper bia. The kemamar shabir abonon. We see the Chachamim deal with this bia like a mamar. Rashi explains in the bottom line here. V'abia psula kemamar shabir abonon, says Rashi, t'le'navke minei beget. You see that a bia in this context is not treated like a regular yivam. You can't just apply a get as you would to an ordinary yivama who had a proper yibam. The kaboya nami chalitza lizikase. Clearly, you have to address the zika. You still have to do chalitza because we don't treat this experience as a proper bia. Because it was a bia psula, because it was preceded by something else which invalidated the bia to a certain extent. It has a din of a mamar. The chalitza is still needed. The zika is still intact. The kemama shavir abon, says the Gemara. Uktani enachre aklum. What does Rechemi tell us? Even this type of experience, even something which is equated to Mamar, is the final word. Apparently, Mamar carries weight and has much value. Okay, quick summation of today's daf. We had Machlokes Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim, whether you can actually duplicate, you can repeat Mamar and Mamar, get and get. Rabban Gamliel says no. He says, look, Mimanafshach, the first one worked. There's no room for the second one. Right? Whatever the first one accomplished cannot be repeated by the second one. Chacham say no, everything's personal. Each Yavam has his own personal ability to apply these things. Each Yavama has her own personal ability to accept these things. Therefore, each one needs to be reckoned with. So although we learn that Chalitza Psula wouldn't be done on behalf of everybody, and you have to apply it to each Yivama, or each brother has to apply his own Chalitza Psula, depending on the situation. But that's only according to the Shita of Yesh Zika. Our Shitas don't, our mission doesn't follow Yesh Zika. We concluded with a whole long list of Tanaim who seem to give value to Mamar in varying degrees with various applications and manifestations. Hatzlacha Rabbah to you, and all the best.